The grandparent-grandchild relationship doesn't take place in a vacuum. Ken Canfield, best-selling author and president of the National Association for Grandparenting, describes a positive approach with that middle generation on Grands Matter.
Our grandparenting can't forget about our adult child and his or her spouse. And that complicates things for sure, whether the adult child is married, single, or whatever. Unless you've taken on the primary responsibility to raise those children, your grandparent involvement should be filtered through the parents, their approach, their desires. First and foremost, your grandchild is a son or daughter, and the parents have primary responsibility for them. So grandparents have to figure out a balance between trying to help train and shape our grandchildren and going too far, where we're overstepping our bounds. This is more of a factor and more of a challenge the more time we spend caring for them. Say we're talking about your grandson, the child of your daughter, who is a single parent. I encourage you to be very careful not to step on your daughter's role or say something that undercuts what she is telling her son. Even though she is still your daughter, she's a grown woman taking care of her child, and you are mainly there to help her, not to try to put forth your own authority as her parent or get in the way. It comes down to respecting her position as the parent, and it takes some godly humility. Now understand, sometimes that may mean hearing your child tell you she wishes you had handled something differently with your grandchild. That isn't easy for sure, but we can't get offended or try to assert that we're right and she should do things our way. It will only create more discord and could lead to less time with your grandkids. Are there times to share what you believe about what's best for your grandkids? Maybe, but we can't force our opinions on them or make any demands. It has to be respectful. And honestly, usually it's best to wait until they come to you asking for your input. I'll be the first to admit that grandparenting is a vital and rewarding role, but we have to be humble in how we approach things. Be sensitive about how your actions are received. If you get that look from your adult child after something you've done, it's time to make some adjustments. Remember, they are the parents, so it's our place to modify our approach and keep learning as grandparents. This is Ken Canfield for Grands Matter.
At the National Association for Grandparenting, we seek to validate and empower grandparents as they bond with future generations in meaningful ways and leave a lasting positive legacy. If that's what you're about, join us at grandsmatter.org. We'd love to help you in any way we can. Enjoy the grand venture.